Well, it was just kind of an encouragement, I guess. A theme would be in saying, you know, just picture yourself as being the hero of a game, and whether it's at practice or during an actual game. Sometimes we just look at the actual game, but the practice part, the fundamentals of playing football and remembering what you're supposed to do, those things never go away, no matter how old or young you are. So keeping those in the forefront of your mind, mentally and physically, gives them a great opportunity to go back and win a Super Bowl.
Absolutely. How do you assess kind of the linebackers and some of the, you know, the front seven that they have on defense this year?
Well, it looks, I haven't had a chance. This is the first time I've had a chance to come out and look. And very impressed, and, you know, with some of the new additions through the draft and free agency, and just the whole defense in itself is an opportunity for us getting better. And I think that that's not a question at this point. It's just a matter of how long it's going to take us. So filling some of those gaps and getting the opportunity to get some new guys playing, that's all we're asking for.
Why is Heads Up such an important initiative for you to be involved with?
Well, the Heads Up program is really exciting because it gives us an opportunity for those of us who've played and helping with the local youth leagues in the city, and particularly here in Denver and the Denver Athletic, the PAL League. And I'm going to be involved with that this summer. And just talking about as a former guy and what they're trying to do and what they are doing is the safety of the game. It's a kind of make it a healthier way of playing the game. And it's great that the NFL is looking at that in each NFL team, because that's just saying is that there is concern. We want it to be as safe as possible for our young people, our pros, our college guys. And it's just a kickoff. It's just in the beginning of kicking this off and being part of that. So, and being in the Denver community for 40 years and former Bronco, it's really exciting for me to get involved back on the youth side a little bit, representing the Broncos on it.
Do you think that as a former player that gives your message a little bit more credibility with the younger?
Well, I would believe so. I mean, really the credibility goes to the parents and also to the coaches, and saying, okay, and I don't believe that there's a lot of differences from what we have been playing, and so it's just a matter of modifying some of the techniques. I mean, football is football, and so modifying some of those techniques, a little bit different way of playing the game, will then just help eliminate some of the possible injuries, whether they're minor or major injuries down the road.
What was it like going to New York City to announce the draft pick?
Well, it was great having the opportunity of being asked by the Broncos to go out and being in New York, Radio City Music Hall, and having the opportunity to be at Times Square, and then walking out with the second round draft choice pick was just really fun. And that was exciting because I had never done that. And anytime you're asked by your former team to go represent them, it's just a great honor.
So you were out there representing the team. You also spent some time during camp last year on the field here. How important is it to you to stay involved with the Broncos?
Well, I have I've been out in Denver for the last 40 years. And so I've always been involved with the community, always been involved with the Broncos, headed up the Denver Bronco Youth Foundation for about 10 years after I retired. So I've been part of that. And the great thing about it is that the Broncos, through Mr. Pat Bowlen, the owner, being able to continue the alumni being within the community, going out and supporting different nonprofit issues that are very vital for our communities, and just taking that and being able to help serve in a different way and representing the Broncos. So it's a great honor to be able to still continue to do that.
Thank you.